On 10,000 hectares rented out for 50 years in the north of Sierra Leone, the Swiss biofuels company ADAX Bioenergy hopes to produce tons of bioethanol for export to the European market. In the deal signed with Sierra Leone's president, Ernest Bai Koroma, last Tuesday, the Geneva-based company gets its $200 million project co-financed by the European Investment Bank, four EU countries, and the African Development Bank. A 10-year tax exemption comes as the cherry on the cake. But this is no one-way street, says ADAX Bioenergy, which has promised to produce 15 megawatts of electricity for the power-hungry country, as well as 2,000 jobs. That, says Joshua Nickel, editor-in-chief of Cotton Tree News, an independent radio station based in Freetown, Sierra Leone, is what both local authorities and citizens most want to hear.
I think it's being seen as a positive development in terms of taking the unemployed off the streets.
The deal comes as a welcome investment for a country still recovering from civil war, says Nickel. But he does voice one important caveat.
My only concern is that land assigned for food production will not be handed over to the ADAX project, which is for the production of biofuels. Because you know that Sierra Leone, although we have arable land, but we still import, we are net importer of food, especially rice as staple.
This also worries Christine von Garnier, a journalist who lived over 10 years in Africa and who now heads the Africa-Europe Faith and Justice Network in Switzerland.
You have huge territories in Africa, and it's better to use it, but I think the population should at least get 50% of the cereals which are cultivated. You cannot export everything only for biofuel. It's against any ethic.
Migas Baumann, head of development at the NGO Bread for All, adds that jobs promised in similar projects elsewhere in Africa haven't always paid as much as farmers first imagined. And once they've lost the land to grow food, says Baumann, they end up drifting to shantytowns around big cities. He does, however, support such investments in principle, but he feels that under prevailing conditions, they too often amount to land grabs.
There are no safeguards in place right now, so everybody is talking about code of conduct, but until we have really binding code of conduct, I don't see anything really that can really help in the moment to stop this.
ADAX Bioenergy could not be reached for comment, but according to its website, the company has committed to making this project beneficial to all. Among other things, it will set up training and assistance programs that will be supervised by independent agencies. It intends to compensate landowners to the tune of over $7 per hectare per year, and it has support from the World Bank and the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization. For World Radio Switzerland, I'm Lucas Chambers.